On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. He asked, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself. So he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 coins and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expenses you may have.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Yesterday morning, from 9 o'clock onwards, a team of folk met here in the church. If you were following us on Twitter, you'll have seen it yesterday. But they came in, they had breakfast, and they worked all day here on the platform. Stop it, right? They made this drum cage, which is all soundproofed. The bit's not quite finished yet. There's a roof to go onto it as well, and a door to go on there. If the drummers are really, really good over the next few weeks, we'll put an air supply in there as well so that they can breathe. So they've built this drum kit. They've built the box to just give us more control over the noise. Also, dug up the floor. Took the carpet up, dug up the floor, cut up the floorboards, put new cabling all in, and over the next few weeks now there's this new sound desk and new cabling. So all of this wiring on the stage will all disappear because the boxes that have gone in will take away the need for it. And that was, so they'd arrived at 9 o'clock. That was about midday, 12:15. All the sights weren't quite as edifying as they might have been. This was 6:15 at night when I had to leave, and I tweeted at this point, "Now I'm really worried about the services in the morning," because the floor was still up, the box wasn't done, there was sawdust absolutely everywhere. But they worked and they worked and they worked, and they got the job done, and they were absolutely brilliant. I thought they were superb. Yeah, well done, guys. So Carl was here all day, Ben was here for most of the day, and Simon and Will and Matt and myself. And if you've never seen a one-armed man operating power tools and powerful saws, it's quite scary. But that's what we did. So I thought that maybe we ought to recognize and acknowledge them this morning. And Simon, you worked incredibly hard, and as we saw, had a lot of fun made out of you. So come and have a seat, Simon. Come and have a seat here. Okay. Now, Now, I think we ought to be looking after Simon this morning. So I need someone who's going to volunteer, who maybe is wearing a blue hoodie. Can you help us? Can you come and help us? Do you mind? Because you were here yesterday helping as well. So come and help me. It's all right. It's nothing too scary. Round of applause for this young man. Come on, Josh. But your dad worked really, really hard yesterday, and he got covered in sawdust, and I've noticed he's not cleaned his shoes. So I wondered if maybe you could just clean his shoes for him. There we go. If you get popped down on your knees and clean his shoes for him. And I'll help you as well. I'll come around to the other side. There we go. Because we want to serve people who work, and we want to honour them. There we go. Do you think that's a good job? There we go. Were you happy with that? There we go. No. Okay, a bit more. There we go. So we've cleaned your shoes. Now, I think also that we ought to be looking after him. Did you take him breakfast in bed this morning? Did you take him breakfast in bed? No? Well, why don't we fetch him a coffee? I know he had one over there, but if you want to pop up, Helen's at the back there, and she has a cup of coffee for you to bring for your dad. So we're going to serve him, we're going to honour him, and we're going to bring you a cup of coffee in a Good boy, well done. Not dropping it, that's excellent. Did you take sugar, Simon? Good, okay, because there wasn't any in it. There we go. Do you want to just come up carefully and give that to your dad? There we go. And now I think because he worked so hard yesterday, we're going to go around the back and we're going to give him a bit of a shoulder rub. We're going to give him a massage. So you do that side and I'll do that side. You want to do his hair as well? We'll do his head. There we go. Get in there. Nice and deep with him. There we go. There we go. Thank you. Well done. Round of applause. Well done. Okay. No, you stay. So let me ask you a question, Simon. Did you enjoy having your shoes cleaned and a massage and a cup of coffee brought for you? The answer is yes.
Yes. It is on. Yes. More often.
More often. You want to... So every Sunday morning... Now, from now on, you've got to take a cup of coffee to your dad in bed, okay? Is that all right? Do you manage that? No, maybe not. But let me ask you another question. He's done those things for you, okay? Did it make you love him more?
No.
No? No, it didn't. Why not?
Because he's my son and it doesn't change.
Because he's your son and you already loved him.
Yeah.
And it doesn't change.
No.
Doing things for people doesn't affect if they already love us or we already love them. Doesn't affect the way that we feel about them. Your dad already loved you before you rubbed his feet, before you massaged his shoulders, before you gave him a cup of coffee. He already loved you and that doesn't change. Well, thank you. A round of applause for Simon. And the reason I say all that is that when I was reading this story during the week, there was a phrase which jumped out to me, which is that here's this man and he's trying to trap Jesus. He's trying to trick him. He's trying to get him to give the wrong answer. And he asked Jesus a question. And the question is this. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And in that question, he's saying, what must I do to make God like me enough and love me enough that I'll go to heaven? What must I do? What act can I perform? What duty can I fulfill? What service can I provide to make God love me enough that I can go to heaven? And Jesus asks him a question. He says, well, what does the law say? What does the Bible say? And he answers, he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. See, the answer to the question is not what must I do, but is there love? Does God love us? Well, yes, he does. And do I love God? Well, I hope the answer is yes as well. And we sometimes as Christians think, what must I do? What must I do for God to like me? What must I do to make God like me some more and to bless me? And that's a misunderstanding. He's our Father. And just like doing things for our earthly dad doesn't make them love us more, so doing things for God doesn't make God love us more either. He already loves us so much that Jesus came and he died and went to the cross so that we can have eternal life. It's based on God's love for us. But, and here's the thing. If you love someone, then you will do things for them. You don't do things for them to make them love you, but if you love them, then you will do things. So every morning, or nearly every morning, not on Friday I notice, but Claire brings me a cup of tea in bed in the morning. She doesn't do that so I get up loving her each morning. She does that because she already loves me. And she's up first and she's getting the kids ready for school, and so she comes and she brings me a cup of tea. Because she already loves me. Do I love her more for making me a cup of tea? No, I don't think I could love her anymore. Does she love me more when I do things for her? Well, I hope not. Because we already love each other as much as we can, but because we love each other, we do things for each other. And so we hear this story today about the Samaritan who is on the road, and he comes across a man who's been beaten up and attacked by robbers. And already that man who's lying on the road, bleeding and in a bad way, has been passed by all sorts of religious people. A priest has passed by and just crossed over the road and said, I want nothing to do with him. And a Levite, someone else from the temple, another one of the priests has come by and ignored him. And this man, a Samaritan, who's supposed to be his enemy, bends down, binds up his wounds, puts him on the donkey, and takes him to an inn. He does a good deed. This man isn't even a proper Jewish believer. He's a Samaritan. And yet he does these acts. Does he do it to make the man like him? No. Does he do it to make God love him? No. He does it because he already knows what's right and he already loves God and he loves his neighbor and he's demonstrating that practically. Sometimes as Christians we give a bad message, which is if you're good and if you're holy and if you do lots of things and you tithe and you go to church and you go to your small group and you give to charity and you love one another and you forgive, then that's a proper Christian and God will love you. And it's all back to front. God loved us unconditionally. He loved us so much he stretched out his arms on a cross and said, I will die for you. And we're loved so much and he invites us to love him that we say, Lord, what can I do? Because I already love you. Because you already love me. What can I do? And Jesus said, love your neighbors. Love God, love your neighbors. And then, because of that, we will go to worship. We'll come to church. We'll pray. We'll give money. We'll attend a small group. We'll forgive one another. Because we are already loved so much, and we already love God, that out of the overflow, we want to show God just how much we appreciate it. So here's a question. What one thing do you think you could do this week? Not to make God love you. Not because you think you can earn God's blessing or favor. But because you're already so loved, you're already so grateful that you want to say, Lord, I just want to show this love I already hold. Who could you bless this week? What could you give? Who could you forgive? Who could you have a kind word for? Who could you visit? Not because it will make God love you, but because you already love God and you want to show how much you love him. Amen. May now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and those you love this day and evermore. Amen. Let's say together the words of the grace as we close. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen.